T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Well, we could run down the list of accomplishments by one Matt Stafford, starting with the most wins by a quarterback for the Detroit Lions organization. Touchdown, started as a rookie, right? 5 touchdowns in a single game, which Jameis Winston has done, Deshaun Watson's done, Daniel Jones did last year. Youngest quarterback to throw for at least 5 touchdowns in a single game. You could go right down the list of accomplishments by Matt Stafford.
He has a great record in playing games in Florida.
Yes, he does.
Remember that one?
Yes, they like to point out. But he has no playoff victories. 73, 89, and 1 by my count in regards to his record with the Detroit Lions. Now he is tasked with doing this with a new coach. Daryl Bevel will start his coaching resume, head coaching resume, as the interim coach of the Detroit Lions. And we've heard from him how he is looking at this as an audition, whether it's for the Detroit Lions or any other of the 31 NFL clubs. But the question that we have, and we're going to put this on Twitter, do you want this new regime, whether it's Daryl Bevel, to continue over into next year, or if it's a new GM, new coach, which it will be, new GM, new coach, do you want them to try to win with him? And there's only 2 options. It's yes or no. So we're going to put that on our Twitter poll, at Stoney and Jansen with Heather. And I think I'm going to give our first vote to Paul Sarah, who I said with a little bit of sarcasm that we were joined by somebody in this studio that is a Matthew Stafford supporter. And I think I saw his head explode. Mr. Sarah, would you like to expound on that?
Well, first of all, I think the put a paper bag over your head and cry scenario would be Bevel and Stafford both come back next year. That would just be a disaster.
So if they go 5-0 in the last 5 games, you're a no for Daryl Bevel.
Yes, no.
They beat all 3 division opponents. They beat Tampa Tom. They beat the Tennessee Titans in the coach that was in the running, Mike Vrabel, along with Matt Patricia. If they go 5-0, you're a no.
Yeah, no thanks.
It might put them in the playoffs.
Yesterday they were talking, hey, we go 5-0, we got a shot at the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm still not bringing him back. I mean, maybe you differ. Maybe you would bring him back, John. I don't know.
No, I don't.
No, and I don't want him back either.
Well, I'm not saying I don't want Daryl Bevel back. All right, that to me is a question that I'm going to wait and say that, like I do every time there's a head coach. I thought they should have waited to the end of the year to make that change, because now you open yourself up to, if he does go 5-0, if Matt Stafford does look really good in these 5 victories, we're assuming that they're going to win all 5, that 2021 could be the elevating of the Detroit Lions. And I'm not saying I don't think they could do it with Matthew Stafford, but they could do it with Daryl Bevel.
Well, the Falcons are facing that with Raheem Morris, because they're 4-1 since he took over. Now it looks like he might be able to keep the job.
And that's, to me, that's why the Jets have not fired Adam Gase. They have a better chance of winning the tanking for Trevor lottery by keeping their head coach instead of making a change. Because what we've heard from Daryl Bevel ever since he received that phone call, I think what was he was in Dearborn somewhere at the Henry Ford, that he wants to look at this as an opportunity. He interviewed in 2013, was it, for the Chicago Bears head coaching job. They hired Matt Nagy. I think I have that year wrong, but it doesn't matter. He has wanted to be a head coach. This is his first audition as an actual head coach. He is trying to energize this football team. Along with it, he has to find a way to get Matt Stafford to play with energy, to not have that fumble, take that sack, put the team in a bad position. If they do, and they're 5-0, that really, how do you move on from that?
I mean, look, we're bringing it up because it's possible. The reality is it's not going to happen. I mean, seriously, it's just not. There's no way they're going to beat these good teams they have on their schedule. I mean, the best thing that could happen is they go out this weekend and just lose and end all this nonsense. I think the bigger picture here, though, is the reality that, okay, the likelihood of Bevel coming or being the head coach next year, you guys would agree, is under 5%, right?
If they go 5-0,
you think there's a better than 5% chance they could go 5-0?
Oh no!
See, that's my point. We're really talking here. It's a reach that Bevel would be back, but Stafford's a different story. And we got some reaction on our Twitter poll right now. It's 73% no, 26% yes that they want Stafford part of the next regime. I think what we're saying here is he's going to be part of the new regime almost for sure in terms of he's going to be on this roster next year.
Right. In 2021, he will be a part of the roster. But what do they do in the meantime? Do they add somebody in free agency as a quarterback to possibly carry the reins and find the future, whether it's in this year's draft or the coming draft? I think that's going to be the bigger question is – he will be here next year, but how big of a part does Matt Stafford play in next year's offense?
Right. And then it's, do you draft, if you have the opportunity to take that quarterback, do you no matter what? Like, are you looking to get the next quarterback in the first round of the draft next year? Or do you mind if they keep Stafford and go a different route because maybe the new regime doesn't like the quarterbacks that at least for now would be available to them, the second tier first rounders.
Well, and so,
that's kind of what we're saying. Do you want to hand this thing over mid season next year to Kyle Trask or Zach Wilson or Trey Lance
and Mac I'm missing Jones.
Mac Jones? Do you want to turn it over to them at some point next season, or do you want Matthew Stafford to be the quarterback the entire season?
See, for me, it depends on. It really has no the next five games, the last five games of this season, because we have a 12-year history to look at for Matt Stafford. There's nothing for me that says whatever happens in these last five games is going to be enough to say that I want him to be a part of the rebuild. I think that they do have to draft a quarterback, and let's face it, you're not going to be, unless you trade up and you find a way to get into that top one or two spots, you're not going to be in the running for a Trevor Lawrence or a Justin Fields. And depending on who goes first, I think there's growing debate about who ends up going first between those two. Most of us still believe it's Trevor Lawrence. But then you start looking at Wilson, Jones, Lance, and Trask, and you say, do you think any of them could come in next year, whether it's week four, week eight, and show you enough or learn enough in year one of a new head coach, new system, and be productive and find wins?
So right now, my answer is no. I don't want either of those four second-tier quarterbacks that we talked about. Right now, I say no. I want more detail on them. And this answer may change come end of February or even sooner. Depending on how I see some of these players play out in some big games. I'm interested to see Trask against Bama before I go full-blown in on him. I've been probably the leader of the Trask bandwagon, having mentioned him at the beginning of the season when we started talking college football, because I love his accuracy, but his footwork, I want to see him against a better defenses, and then also I want to see his combine. I want to see. I do trust the McShays and Kuipers of the world in terms of what they think of quarterbacks. You know, like I'll never forget, and you can still debate whether this was the right pick or not. But you know, Kuiper came in late on Flacco. Mm-hmm. And said that this guy should go in the first round. And I do think Joe Flacco was worth a first-round pick. Was he the greatest quarterback ever? No, but
Super Bowl quarterback.
They got a Super Bowl, and he stepped up big time in those playoffs. So I want more data on these guys before I would go there. I really don't want to move on with Stafford with the new regime. But here's the thing, and this is the key to this job opening, is does that coach think that they can win with Stafford right now? That's going to be huge in this, John.
Well, it will be huge, but I don't necessarily know that it's Stafford that you have to look at and say, can we win them? Because offensively, you would say, well, with Stafford, if they re-sign Kenny Galladay, can they win with that combination? DeAndre Swift in the backfield. We talked yesterday about the offensive line with Decker, Ragnow, Jonah Jackson. They've got a good base there. Offensively, they could have a decent offense. To me, it's the defensive side of things. But I'll ask you this, because you brought up an important point, and we've got a few calls that I want to get to in just a minute. I promise we will. But when you say you trust Kuiper, you trust McShay, most of those guys obviously have Lawrence and Fields at the top.
Yes.
They probably have Kyle Trask or Mac Jones at three. I've seen some of them, you know, waver on that a little bit.
They've shuffled those guys a lot.
But and Trey Lance is that guy that I've seen at four a lot. If you trust him, would you trust that Trey Lance, if you have Matt Stafford as your quarterback for 2021, would you feel comfortable drafting a quarterback with a huge upside, but also a lot of risk involved in Trey Lance, who played one game this year, has played at the, you know, let's call it what it is, not a level of competition that you get a chance to gauge how good or not he is.
How, on the top of your head, because I don't know this, what is Lance's accuracy like?
Well, last year it was outstanding. He didn't throw any interceptions. That was kind of the huge selling point that they would lead with, is he was a guy that could make plays on the ground. He had over 1,000 yards rushing. He was a guy that was good through the air. Now, his completion percentage, I don't exactly know what it is, but the one thing that they were selling is the fact that he is not a guy that throws interceptions. Now, he did come out this year, I think, in one game threw two picks, but that's a very small sample size.
Okay, so I think what you're describing is, okay, the upside, a more accurate Josh Allen.
Yeah. But then the downside, he's done with Buffalo.
But the downside to that is the lesser competition. So I would kind of almost equate him to Josh Allen. Okay, I'll ask a simple question based on what you asked me there. Would you want a Josh Allen-like quarterback to take over instead of Matthew Stafford?
Yeah. Because the Buffalo Bills are going to the playoffs. And they've got a good defense, but we've seen for him that he's developed from what we saw as a rookie, and I believe this is his third year, and so 3 years ago we saw Buffalo, and I think the we even talked about this, the Lions played Buffalo at the end of the season, and we saw two different trajectories. One of them was because of what we saw from the Buffalo defense. The Buffalo defense has been pretty consistently good over the last few years, whereas Detroit's defense 3 years ago in year one of Matt Patricia was the asset of this team. Year two, definitely not. In year three, it's been another regression. So it comes to, you know, if you've got a Kyle Allen as your quarterback, what are you pairing it with, and does he give you the best chance to win? And comparing him to Matt Stafford, I would say it's a clear yes.
Okay, so I guess we're asking two things here, and I'd love to get reaction from people on this. Number one, do you want Stafford to be part of the new regime? Do you want the new regime to think that they can win with him? Number two, I think we're just going to do you want a half rebuild or do you want a full rebuild? Because the franchise has an opportunity right now with Galladay to let him walk. I do think there would be a market to trade Stafford. You might not be able to get a first-round pick, but you could unload him. Get whatever you can and go to full rebuild mode.
That's a great question, because if you think you can win with Stafford, is he looking at an extension after next year? 97 won the ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.